time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Sometimes the news is so offensive, it's easier to let someone else tell you what happened.
I'm Joy Reid. Now, I happen to be an American citizen. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, and raised in Denver, Colorado. But my parents were immigrants. My mom, who was a college professor, was born in British Guyana. And my father, who was a geologist, was born in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Two people who immigrated from countries located in South America, just off the Caribbean, and from Africa. Parts of the world that presumably, according to the President of the United States, you will find shithole countries from which the United States should not accept immigrants. Tonight, the breaking news out of Washington, D.C. should come as no surprise to any American, but it should be embarrassing to every American. This afternoon, the man who was elevated to the presidency of the United States, Trump, who was sued by the Nixon administration in the 1970s for refusing to rent apartments to African Americans, who rose to political prominence by questioning whether the first black president was really an American, who kicked off his campaign by calling Mexicans rapists, and who, as president, said that there were good people among the Nazis who marched in Charlottesville and who killed a woman by ramming her with their car. That man, Donald Trump, during a meeting in the Oval Office inside the White House, did the least surprising thing of his presidency today. Both NBC News, which cites a Democratic aide, and the Washington Post, which broke the story and has two sources, report that Trump became frustrated when lawmakers proposed reinstating protections for immigrants from Haiti and from African countries as part of a bipartisan immigration deal. The Post reports that El Salvador was also among the nations mentioned. The Trump administration had moved in recent months to end such protections. After lawmakers made their proposal, the Post reported, Trump said, "Why are we having all these people from shithole countries come here?" Then added that the U.S. should have more people from places like Norway. "Why do we need more Haitians?" Trump said, the Post reports, citing people familiar with the meeting. "Take them out." Later, the White House didn't even pretend Trump didn't say it. Its response to the reports reads in part, "Certain Washington politicians choose to fight for foreign countries, but President Trump will always fight for the American people." It should also not surprise you at this point that this is reportedly not the first time Donald Trump has uttered these kinds of comments. During a discussion on immigration in December, the New York Times reported that Trump slurred Haitians, saying they, quote, all have AIDS. And that once Nigerians, whose country of 186 million people has lots and lots and lots of big cities, that once they had seen the shiny, gleamy United States, they would never, quote, go back to their huts in Africa.
By Thursday night, no one in the Trump administration denied the language. Late night had a field day.
"Guys, I don't know how to break this to you, but I think the president might be racist." No, wait, hear me out. I know I sound crazy. "And you know what? Personally, as someone from South Shithole, I'm offended, Mr. President. Okay, I'm offended." It was like yesterday when Trump met with the Prime Minister of Norway. He was like, "What do you guys do with your black people?" And she was like, "Oh, we don't have any." He was like, "Wow."
Hey, today, he returned to the same unstable, reactionary president we've all come to know and know.
Wow.
"Sir, they're not whole countries. For one, Donald Trump isn't their president."
"And I'm sure the fact that countries he described as shitholes are mostly populated by people of color and the immigrants he wants from Norway are not is a coincidence. Because if it wasn't, it would mean we voted for a racist, like a real one, and we'd have to get pitchforks and chase him out of the White House. But I also assume the White House would deny he said that. They did not. They just tried to spin it. It really is unfathomable. You just can't believe that this is the guy running our country."
But Friday morning, Trump tweeted, "The language used by me at the DACA meeting was tough, but this was not the language used. What was really tough was the outlandish proposal made, a big setback for DACA." He later added, another tweet, "Never said anything derogatory about Haitians, other than Haiti is obviously a very poor and troubled country. Never said, take them out, made up by Dems. I have a wonderful relationship with Haitians. Probably should record future meetings. Unfortunately, no trust." Trump has canceled his trip to London, saying it's because he is, quote, "not a big fan of the Obama administration having sold perhaps the best located and finest embassy in London for peanuts, only to build a new one in an off location for $1.2 billion. Bad deal. Wanted me to cut ribbon. No." end quote. The decision was not, in fact, made by the Obama administration, but was made by George W. Bush in October of 2008, and it was made for security reasons. The U.S. embassy could not be altered to meet security needs. The British media is reporting the trip's cancellation may have been because the White House feared protests. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Trump said that he thought he probably had a, quote, very good relationship with Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Asked if he had ever spoken with him, Trump said, quote, I don't want to comment on it. I don't want to comment. I'm not saying I have or I haven't. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.